with Cafe with another episode of Conversations with NUSD. We are talking again with Angela DeRay, family coach with Delta Prevention. And this is a very important topic, good sleep, stressing the importance of rest for mental health, cognitive functions, and overall well-being. Angela, what can you tell us about this?
Well, I can tell you we don't get enough. And I think that the interesting thing here is that not only do we as adults not get enough, but our kids don't get enough. And I want to start off today really by us taking a little bit of a walk back over history. One of the things that we know is that today our kids are getting far less sleep than they have in prior times in history. And the challenge with that is that sleep is so important to their growth, their development. We have to understand, really, in order to monitor their sleep, we have to understand what healthy sleep is, what happens if they don't get the right amount of sleep or the right quality of sleep. Now, if I were to ask everybody who's listening, why do you think kids don't get enough sleep? I mean, we would all have probably very similar answers. But regardless of why they're not getting enough sleep, we have to figure out, well, what is a sufficient amount and how do we get that to happen? So I'm going to talk a little bit about the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. They actually talk about how you want to think in terms of these four elements when you're thinking about sleep. Now, I am going to talk about how old you are, when you need, and how many hours you need at certain ages, but I want you to think in terms of these four elements because they're really important. The first one is that they have to get a sufficient amount. And we'll talk about what that sufficient amount might be because every age is very different. Every individual child is very different, just like you or I. But then there's another thing to think about. You want to think about the appropriate timing. So if you've got youngers, is there a time that during the day that they might be taking naps? I remember a funny story. One of our kids, our youngest one, we have 8 kids, all grown, all moved out, all on their own. Some have kids of their own. But I remember our youngest at one point said to me, and I won't tell you his age, but he said, "Mom, how old do you have to be before you don't have to take naps anymore?" And I looked at him and said, "Well, how old is Daddy?" Daddy's still taking naps. So you want to think about those naps and how important they are and at what time. So that's the first one, sufficient amount. Second one, appropriate timing. Third one is regularity. So is their sleep schedule in sync with that child's internal clock? So sometimes kids, boy, they just conk out at 8 o'clock. Well, that's telling you something. That's part of what their internal clock is. And you can move, by the way, that clock a little bit to better fit the family schedule. So for example, if your family is an earlier family, you can adjust that clock a little bit. But for the most part, a child's internal clock is internal. So you do some things that can help make it move, but you're not always going to be able to flip the switch on a clock that's natural to them. And then the fourth piece, and this is the thing that I think that we all struggle with, which is the sleep that they're getting good quality and free of sleep disturbances? Because there are so many stages of sleep you need to move through that you want to make sure that there are no disturbances to their sleep. I had a cat I had to move out of my bedroom one time because the cat did not understand what it meant to be free of sleep disturbances. And so we want to make sure that that happens. Couple of ways we can do that. The first one is, I did mention that our kids get less sleep than they did 10 or 20 years ago. You know this, but let's just talk about how much sleep they might need. And so if you have an infant, then you're talking about an infant or a toddler. So this is, 4 to 12 months, we're talking about somewhere between 12 and 16 hours of sleep per day. And that includes their naps. A toddler 1 to 2 years old, 11 to 14 hours a day. A preschooler 3 to 5, 10 to 13. That's a lot of hours. And I think we forget that they need that many hours, and that includes their nap. You may have a toddler that's more on the 10 hour, but here's a pro tip for you. Assume it's 13 first. Assume it's 13, because then what you'll do is, as a parent, you'll shoot for the 13 rather than say, well, it's 10 to 13. We'll just go with the 10. The challenge with kids who are unrested is that will spill over into things like behavior issues, eating challenges, all kinds of stuff. So shoot for the higher number first. And then, of course, if you have a 6 to 12 year old, you're talking 9 to 12 hours of sleep. Imagine that. An 11 year old may need 12 hours of sleep. Teens, 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And this is regularly. You want this to be each day regularly. So again, we're doing a combination of quality and quantity. And you're doing this really because what you'll gain if they start getting that sleep is improved attention, improved behavior, a decrease in their depression, decrease in aggression, improved physical health, improved growth. So there's a lot to shoot for there.
Do you have any tips on how to create an environment where a child and an adult can get to bed faster and have a better quality of sleep?
Well, the folks are going to hate the first tip. At least our kids are, because the very first tip is the very thing that is keeping us from that really good sleep right now. And that is technology. And we all know that when it comes to technology, there are real reasons why it distracts us. Blue light, all of those things that are really important for us to cut off earlier, there are real reasons for that. Okay, but parents are going to say, okay, right? So just tell me how to do it. So what you want to think about, especially with younger kids, it's easier. You set, this is the boundary. We're going to turn off all devices at 7 p.m. or whatever time that is. Sometimes that can set you up for a fight or an argument with kids, especially if this is a way that they've been putting themselves to sleep. So what you can do is you can back that up so that they've got a little bit of time between the time that they are getting ready for bed and going to bed. So you're saying, okay, we're not going to put these lights in. We're not going to use these devices because the lights for an hour before we go to bed or 2 hours before we go to bed, depending on the age of the child. So what you do is you move things like TVs and computers outside of their bedroom. You have them power down those electronics. If you have an older child or you think that this child isn't going to do that, or they're going to get up and turn it on when you're not looking, move them out into the other room, have a time that everybody plugs it in. And I'm going to say it, families, you're going to hate it, but we're going to have to model what we want for them. So if our bedtime is 11, we should be powering down an hour or two before. If we go to bed at 9, you want to power down an hour or two before. And what we're doing is we're just modeling for them. And then there's a couple of other things that are just like, you know, you can use those lights that set up in their rooms. They have like night lights that will start to move towards those reds and yellows, like a sunset, or, you know, if they have to use their screens, maybe you have them dim the brightness. But it is a challenge. And especially as teens get older, the idea of losing sleep is a big deal.
Thank you so much, Angela. And again, this is a part of a series that we are doing with Angela in regards to a number of issues. The next episode, we will focus on family communication and problem solving techniques that equip families to harmonize and resolve conflicts. Thank you so much for joining us again. I am Kay with Cafe, joined by Angela DeRay, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.